أستغفر الله العظيم، أستغفر الله العظيم، أستغفر الله العظيم.
Respected listeners, we come to Surah Yasin, and there is verse number 39. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse, and for the moon, we have appointed measured phases. We have appointed measured phases until it turned like an old branch of a date palm. Until it turned like an old branch of date palm. So this is verse 39. That is chapter number 36, Surah Yasin. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and for the moon, we have appointed measured phases until it turned like an old branch of date palm. What is the meaning of this year? So if you see the old branch of a date palm, you'll see it turns pale, it turns curved, it turns fine. So the stages of the moon is been mentioned, manazil. Manazil is the plural of manzil, we said. And it denotes the place one arrives at. Allah Azza wa Jal has bound the movement of the sun, which you spoke in the previous verse, and the moon, both with particular points, each of which is known as a manzil or stage. Since the moon completes its orbit in 1 month, therefore, it has 30 or 29 stages. But you will see that the moon disappears at least for a day during every month. Therefore, its stages are generally taken to be 28. When you see, and Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah has mentioned this, astronomers have given these stages particular names in congruence with the stars that are found in the frontal proximity of these stages. Even during the days of Arabs of Jahiliya, stages were determined by these very names. The Quran Sharif, the Quran Majid, is far above these technical names. What it means to communicate are only the distances the moon traverses during particular days. If you see, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about, we just turn to a different chapter, and there is Surah Yunus, verse number 5. Allah Azza wa Jal says, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا. He is the one who has made the sun a glow and the moon a light. وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلَ, and determined for its stages, لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ, so that you may know the number of years and the calculation of time. So when you see the sun is telling you on a daily basis, when the sun rises, the sun sets, you are able to tell time, you are able to tell the times for Salah using the sun. And when it comes to on a monthly basis, you've got the moon. So Allah Azza wa Jal has put these, all of this in place for us, for you, O insan, so that you can become an appropriate worshipper. And that is our objective of this life. That is our objective of witnessing all of this. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, and it's mentioned in the Quran Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about this. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ. They ask Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about Ahillah. Ahillah is the plural of Hilal, about these new moons. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, if you're applying it in this context, that Sahaba radiallahu anhum were asking Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you know their history, their profiles, it was with utmost respect. They wouldn't go beyond the limits. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum had an intention of asking, what is the lesson that we can take from the moon? So if it was others, we're asking, but okay, so you're speaking about this planet, what? So give me facts. Facts. But that's not the objective of all of this. The objective has a purpose for you to become a better Muslim, a better person. So the answer that was given, and if you turn to Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 189 for this year. So when they were asked about this Ahilla, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was instructed to give the answer in this context. To say that, look, the answer should be in line of what is your purpose in life. And it should be able to assist you with ibadah. قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ. Say, it is for the times, for people to tell the different times. On a monthly basis, we're searching for the moon. وَالْحَجْ, and this, the time of Hajj. Because it's specified. And this is exactly telling you, O insan, these planets, the great creations of Allah Azawajal, such as the moon, the sun. We said to you, the sun is telling you on a daily basis. The moon is telling you on a monthly basis. And also lessons from the moon, that this moon also, حتى عادك العرجون القديم, to the point that it returns to a, like an old branch of date palm. So you will see an old branch of date palm when it falls, you can just see that curve, and that will take, then already you are taking lesson. You, O insan, search within yourselves, compare yourselves when you were younger, and now you feel that your senses are also becoming slower. You feel also the struggle to do what you could do before. You can't just do it as you used to do it. Everything changes. Time changes. Time changes people. Are we changing for the better or for the worse? This is the question we will leave you to answer with. أستغفر الله الذي أستغفر الله الذي